Yeah, he's talking about you have to praise the person that brought you it, and you have to have a koras atayv and everything. But earlier, it wasn't that long ago, he said exactly the opposite. Yeah. One of the errors we make. He said this earlier in Shadalit, when we were dealing with the second chalek.
I think he was mentioning at the end. It's just being covered, not covered.
For your cause of to be a mensch.
There's a story about that.
I would have. One second. Whoa. There's lots of stories. We're trying to understand pshat in the chayv selavov. So one second. Just listen to the words. No, listen to the words. Okay, that's talking about where he wants them to have covered for him. Goes like this. One of the errors you make is this: Shehu amna moise lekol mistoyfefim svivoy esapanos eshaychlem kifi mashe bari tziv lehem al yaday. Aval u maski lehem etz. No. That's going on him again. I want it on him. Says, yeah, that's one of the echad hachassidim. Ani mitpaleh al mishu noislach veres ma sheboi regozel of the tet. Once again, it's talking about him wanting covered from another guy. That we dealt with, I understand. He says here also, here we go. Void yois ani mitpaleh al mishu mekabel es panosel de acher. But we're going to talk about now. He's getting his panos to somebody else. Asher muchrach letet lo yisoy. And he has to give it to him. If I gave you $50, I'm muchrach to give you that $50. There's no ways I could not give it to you. Or because he says, umetyaches elav vachno, umedaber beloshen rak, umeshabech oto. Kilu nosen misheloi. Somebody gives you something, somebody does something for you, and you meshabech him. Veinu nichna lifnei Hashem, and he doesn't nichna lifnei Hashem. So there's two problems here. First of all, he praises the guy that helped him. And second of all, he doesn't praise Hashem. He said, I understand. So what's he telling me? You should praise Hashem as well. You should praise the guy that helped you. You should also praise Hashem. Over here, he says, that's when you don't get it. That we haven't done it, that we'll get to. Yeah, he says. You turn to a person to get help, and Hashem made it happen. You have to thank Hashem, and also thank the person that did it. Because in Magal Gedzochav, so Aviyari says, he seems to say it's not a good thing that you bring Moire to this guy. And Yai says you have to be Moire to. So simple Pshat, Poshut Pshat is, Yai is telling you that it's because Yai you weren't Meshabayach Hashem as well. But it's not Mukhrach from a Loshen like that, and Meforshim don't learn like that. There's one of the big kashas in the Chayv Salavavas is over here, and in one or two other places in Shara B'toch, and he seems to say that having any Akkara, and we saw that in Matisyahu as well. Any akara to the doctor seems to be a real problem. And over here he says, I don't know, but not only you have to thank Hashem and not came from Hashem, but you also have to thank this guy for his good heart and for his ishtadus and effort and whatever. So once again, Lamaisa, we know how to behave. Practically, Alocha Lamaisa, we know what to do. Practically, Alocha Lamaisa is you have to know this guy did nothing, absolutely nothing, and you have to thank Hashem because he did everything. And Mitzacheni, in order that you don't become a behemah, you have to have a korosot to him and thank him for what he did. Ah, that's a bit of a steer because he didn't do anything. No, he did. He did. He got out of bed this morning. He drove to work. He spent 7 years becoming a doctor. He did. Ah, it was all Hashem. And Achinami. The human thing to do is to get out of the car and say, thank you very much. Thank you. Because as the Gemara says, if you don't thank him, eventually you'll deny that there's Hashem in the world. It says, a person who's not makir tov lechaveiro, and he says it's all over. The Chavisov Bavis is full of this. A person who doesn't makir tov to his friend will eventually be kofet tov to Hashem. We get to practice the Anya with each other in order to learn how to do it with Hashem. So, okay, I just wanted to point that out because it's a bother. Okay, let's get back to where we went to yesterday. We're in the third chelek, I believe, still. Things klape olam hazeh, relating to all the people saviv. Now, v'chein im adam she'amadoi gavur o namuch me'amadoi mevakish meni mashu. If you have a person who's on a higher standing than you, a lower standing than you, he asks for something. Yira lasis es bekaros bekalibo. You should try and do his request with all your heart. V'ishtadol b'pinyoyis elamaloi soy. And even in the inner world, you should stay, not just do it with a krex. And it's a correct thing to do, to mishtadl and do what the person you can to help this person. And then you have to have betochen that Hashem will enable to fulfill this guy's request or not. If you become the benefactor, you become the means that Hashem uses to benefact, to benefit other people.
To become the beneficiary,
whatever, of other people. Thank Hashem for that. That you were the Gabbai Tzedakah here. You tried everything and it didn't work. You weren't able to help this guy. Don't blame yourself for this. You did what you could, it didn't work. Fantastic. He did his ishtadlus and he matriached and he did everything he was supposed to do. Tell your friend, listen, I did everything I could. Sorry. Because you're just the means to his end. In other words, there's two aspects here. There's my making ishtadlus. And there's me being the ishtadlus. Klappa him, I'm the ishtadlus. And I did everything I could do and it didn't work. Go back to bed. You never did everything you could do. We're talking to someone who did everything he could. Exactly how much that is a big cheshbon in practicalities. How much are you machayev to take away from your own growth and how much you prepare to... Okay, the very complex practical questions. Not al-Kherim, but we're talking about a case where it was your job, you had to do it, you did everything you could. That's it. Worked. It didn't work. The degree we need to go to is can be quite extreme sometimes. Even if you know that it's not going to work and there's nearly no success here, but if that's what your obligation is to keep doing it, you have to keep doing it. To know where, it's not simple. Not simple. Fine. Now, what about people that are not our friends and not wanting to do good for us? How do you deal with people that are your enemies and that want your bad and want evil for you? Like this. Shebekol ma shenogaya. Aleihem yiftach al aboyris barach, v'yizbor es ma'ashayim alibin oisoy. You have to know, and have betochen, that whatever klape them is happening, that's from Hashem. The yizboil, how do you translate yizboil? Sablan, bear the burden of everything they do with insulting you. Val yigmoy lehem kemaaseyem, ele yigmoy lehem chesed, v'yasem haim toiv kemeitiv yicholosoy. Don't do them evil, don't pay them back mida keneged mida. Do chesed for them and do good for them to the best of your ability. V'yizkor b'liboy she'atoeles v'anezek mesurim b'yad ha'boris baruch. Whatever benefit or damage is coming here is from Hashem. V'im Hashem yaso isam lemetzei lo'avi lo nezek. You don't know some lekav schus. I don't know who we're talking about here, by the way. Who are these people? We're talking about Shemitah mitzvah Jews? We're talking about Goyim? What are we talking about here? How did Dovin HaMelech deal with his enemies? Davin, some terrible davening to them, right? Hashem should tear their eyes out and rip them apart and... No, you have to do chesed for them. Yach shod azatzma yisam aysof. Shuhitim lasus elokov ro, v'itach v'yischanel elokim v'yivakesh melefonov l'chapel av anaysof. You should be done like them schus. And he should suspect himself and his deeds. So that's what caused Hashem to do him this evil, and he should daven to Hashem and mevakesh from Hashem that this suffering that he's having should be a kapara for his sins. If you'll behave like this, your enemies will become your beloved ones. Your enemies will eventually be mashlim you. They will become your best friends. Mayudik. This is so counter everything we believe in and everything we know. Someone does you bad, you go at him, you know? Hit him before he hits you. Someone's doing you bad and someone's being malshin you and someone's causing you problems. Taselo chesed. More chesed. Drown him in chesed. And once again, you have to know practically. First of all, you have to protect yourself. You're not allowed to, the guys throwing hand grenades into your salon in the middle of the night. I think you have to open the door. You know, you have to protect yourself. Person has to do what he has to do. But this is, you have to ask a local Orthodox rabbi if this is happening to you exactly practically, where the gvulim are, what you're supposed to, how you're supposed to do it. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Someone's coming to kill you. Avada, you have to protect yourself. Avada.
No, I'm saying, not only in...
That's what I'm saying. I don't know who we're talking about here. We're talking about somebody's mom is coming to kill you that we're not talking about. We're talking about your enemies and people that are trying to do you bad. That's what I'm saying. I don't know exactly what the Gedorim are. Don't know what the Gedorim are. Huh? I'm not Orthodox. I'm not an Orthodox rabbi, so we've got a problem. Is that Toyme Devora then? Toma Devora is part of the Moshe Cordovero's big encyclopedia on Kabbalah, which is the basis of all the Kabbalah we have today. It was a Rebbe of the Arizal. And he wrote Shivim Tamarim, 70 date palms. This is Toma Devora, this is one of them. And it's published separately. It's a Musa Sefer based on Kabbalah. He's learnt in all the Musa Yeshivas, particularly during the Sarei Meitshuva, Elul. In Kelm, I never learned Musa on Shabbos because it makes you sad before it makes you besimcha. You're not allowed to be sad on Shabbos. But they learned Toma Devora. Because Toma Devora discusses Gadlus HaAdam. It goes to feed the 13 midas of Rachamim of Micha, not Moshe Rabbeinu's. Moshe Rabbeinu's 13 midas of Rachamim are on a lower level than Micha's. Micha's are Miel Kamaicha, Leisa Oven, Raven, Alpesha, Lesheris, Nachalose, Lechzik, La'ad, Apoy, Kichovitz, Chesedu. When you say Tachanun, you look in the art scroll Siddur, it has, we say Michas, and on top it has Moshe Rabbeinu's Yud Gimel Midas. These Yud Midas are on a higher level, and Kippur, whatever, yo, the Yud Gimel Midas, you see, but yo, on your Ben Slichas, we say Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't say.
No, but on Yom Kippur,
enough Torah. Oh, very good. Excellent. Oh, okay. So he goes through the 13 midas. Basically, what it's telling you is we have to be medamah to Hashem. We have to be like Hashem. Every Jew has to be like Hashem. That's what you're trying to become. So it goes through the 13 midas. Just clap it what we're talking about now. The first midah. The first midah. Mikel kamaicha. Now watch. He shows you what Hashem is, and then he shows you what you have to be. Hamida zayis meir el yis hakadosh baruch hu melech nelav. Seivel elboy. Hakadosh baruch hu is a patient king who tolerates enormous insult. Mashalo yichlei rayon, which we can't even begin to fathom. Hara'ein dover nista machsh gochosoy bli sofik. There's nothing hidden from Hashem's total control. Ve'oid ein regesh shalo yeh odom nizoy nemiskay mikoy chelio in hashofelov. And also there's not one moment that a person doesn't exist and is nourished and sustained via Hashem's shefa. No one's sitting and now breathing without Hashem making that happen. If Hashem would remove his hashgacha on a person for often, then he would cease to exist. The person never does a sin against Hashem. If you lift up your hand to do something also, who gave you the courage to lift up your hand? Does anybody here know how to lift up their hand? Nobody knows how to lift up their hand. No one knows how to lift up a hand. Unless you study neurology inside out, you know how it works, but you don't know how to pull those buttons. All you can do is want your hand to lift, and that triggers a whole unbelievable process of billions and billions of calculations and chemical reactions and electrical impulses, whatever, that lifts up your hand. How does that all happen? That's Hashem. So you lifted up your hand to do an Aveira. Who gave you the koach to do that? Hashem. Hashem. And even though the person's doing the surveyor against Hashem with a koyach Hashem gives him, Hashem doesn't hold back anything. Hashem absorbs this insult and he tolerates it and he continues to give the person the ability to move his limbs. This person is using this koyach that Hashem's giving him to insult Hashem and sin and anger Hashem, and Hashem tolerates it. He's able, he gives back. And don't think for one second that Hashem can't withhold this good. Chas v'sholem. Hashem can drive this person up in half a second, make him into a nothing. Like he did to Yerobam. V'im kol zeh. Hashem has the ability to take away this cow, the koyach that the person's using. You want to sin against me? Use your own resources. I'm not giving you anything. You're hurting me. What? I've got to feed you so you can hurt me? Feed yourself. Hashem could do that if he wanted. He doesn't do that. He carries on and he gives him and he's soivel and he carries on, mashpiing him good. The worst is shayim. Hareze elboin besavlonis mashelo yusupa. There is no way to understand and describe this enormous patience and tolerance that Hashem has. Now that's wonderful. That's Hashem. Vaze kayim malachi asharis lakorosh bochum melech oluf. Hainu, oi vahainu, I mean, nikel kamaicho. Atakel bal chesed ametiv. You're a God who's a bal chesed, who only does good. Kel bal koyach lenokim loisef eshelcha. You have the ability to take vengeance and to get back what's yours. Vim koziat asoyvul venelav ad yishuv betshuva. You tolerate and you wait for him and you're patient till he does tshuva. That's lovely. Now that's a nice description of Hashem. That's beautiful. I would hope my Hashem was like that. That's what you want. You want Hashem who's rachamim and savlanus and patience is infinite. There's only one problem. This is a Musa Sefer. This is not a geographical map through Hashem's mind. This is a Musa Sefer. So here comes the problem. This is a midah that a person has to imitate. Ritzoni, what does that mean? Hasavlanus. You need patience. Patience, by the way, savlonis doesn't mean patience. The guy that carries the fridge up the stairs on his back, you know, with a string around his head. What's he called? Sablan. Sablanus means not dropping a load. Sablan is a porter, somebody that carries a load. Sablanus doesn't mean you've got a bit of patience. Everyone's got patience, they just don't have time. The guy pushing him in the queue at the bank, you tell him, hey, Sablanut. And he's got a lot of Sablanut. He doesn't have time, that's why he's pushing in. Sablanus means you bear a burden. That's Sablanus, and you don't drop it, because you're a Sablan. So you have to imitate this. V'chein yesenel avafilu lemadrega zu. Even if somebody is insulting you and mamash ma leaving you at this madrega, v'im kol ze lo yesif tevosa min ha-makabu. Don't withhold the goodness that you're giving to the makabu. Zashtei toime devora. All complaints to Rav Moshe Karavira. His kever's right by the Arizal's, if you're looking for him, if you want to go. And that's just the first. It gets worse. There's another 12. Okay? Ad kan the toime devora on that first point. That's exactly what he's saying here. That's exactly what he's saying here. He's saying, because that's Hashem's midah, we're trying to become like Hashem, you have to have that midah. He's saying even more. Since the bad that's happening to you is also from Hashem, you have to makabel that, knowing that that's the best thing for you, and don't blame the guy that's doing it to you. Obviously, you know, there's a thing called Choshen Mishpat, and there's a thing called the Shmata Modas Nafshreikim, you have to know, and you have to know when to say no and when to say yes. If you're supporting a guy financially, he's using the money to write a weekly newsletter, speaking Loshon Hora about you, you have to ask Shaila whether you should keep giving him money to produce that kuntras. But the vote's a vote. Don't start with the big ones, start with little things. Start at home with your wife, with your children. Yeah. Your kids don't always do what you want, and they're not always respectful and honorable, whatever. You keep feeding them. You don't have a chiv. What's the chiv? At Gil Shesh, I think there's a chiv to feed your children. After that, I don't think you have a chiv to feed your children. Six, I think. I think six. I can't remember exactly. Six. You know, anybody here know?
Six.
Six. Girls maybe after, whatever. I think boys up to six. Okay, I don't think you have a chiv after that. I don't think you have a chiv after six to feed your children. A chiv means feeding your children. I've had you have a mitzvah after a kamoich, and you have a mitzvah stock and everything about it. And your children come before anybody else. But the ikka mitzvah to feed your children, it's their job, not my job. I can do chesed for them, but they have to own the problem. Whatever. But you continue to do that. So that's, I think, what he's saying here. You mitzaref the Torah of order together with this. You have a bit of a stepping stone, because you realize this is from Hashem, so why get angry with him? From Hashem, why get angry with him? Why beat him up? You want to take him to Basting, take him to Basting, but why make it personal? Somebody drives his car into your car. No, he was negligent. There's a thing called Baba Kama. There's a thing called Shulchan Aruch. You take him to Basting. Babaya. But why are you angry with him? Why are you upset with him? Why are you having a fight here? Why are you getting miserable with him? Why are you inviting him to your birthday party? I don't understand. Well, what happened here? Yeah, he was an idiot. Why was he watching? He was going, and I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to kill you. Well, 1 second. That's Hashem you're angry with. You should be shouting at Hashem like that. Fine, but why him? Why him? Yeah, but if he'd locked up his dog would... What do you mean? This happened to you because that's what Hashem wanted to happen to you. It's the best thing for you. That's what he's saying. And therefore, don't pay him back. Bad. Why is it a thing called Choshen Mishpat? Okay. That's another question. What is that thing called Choshen Mishpat? How can you sue me? I didn't do anything. Said the Rambam has a long arichas in the Shmoine Prokim. The Rambam has his pirush on Pirka Avo. It's Adoma to Pirka Avo. It's called the Shmoine Prokim. There's a long arichas there about how Paro could get punished for what he did because he was doing the Rotzen Hashem. And he goes through this whole sugya, the Ein Sham, Ein Kan, Mokim La'arich. Well, that's why there's a thing called Choshen Mishpat. There's a thing called Nezikin. There's a thing called Losigzol. But if somebody sold something from you, that's because Hashem wanted that thing, not in your house right now, he wanted it there. You have a chiv to get it back and to take it to the basin, whatever, for Sabbath. It's another story. Why are you getting angry with him? That's what he's saying here. Don't get cross with him. Yiftach al abayre, v'yizboil es ma'a shem ma'alivin oitoy. And tolerate and yizboil what the guards ma'alivin you. V'al yigmo lehem k'ma seyem. Don't pay him back according to the way he did to you. Ele yigmo lehem chesed. Do chesed for them. Sure, that's hard. The guy's refurbishing his apartment upstairs. This is something that might resonate with everybody. I'm trying to think of an example that everyone can relate to. Unless you're the guy doing the refurbishing. But the guy's busy refurbishing his apartment upstairs, yeah? So you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning with a pneumatic drill going over your head. Right? And that continues through the entire day.
7 isn't bad.
I'm trying to be nice. and then go through the entire day. You're trying to put the kids to sleep in the afternoon. You're trying to have your whatever. And I don't have to tell you, right? Everyone use your own imaginations, what life's like. For 6 months, while this guy's refurbishing his apartment upstairs. Right? Now, every morning when you see him, you give him a nice box of chocolates. And you thank him so much. That's what they thought. Cool. Okay, that's not so simple. Actually, I know a couple that did this, by the way. I was mamish blown away. I know a particular instance. They asked me a certain child. I said, you should take him to Basedin. Mamish take them to Basedin. They weren't just refurbishing in the normal times at 11 o'clock at night. They were still, it was terrible to take the Basedin. They thought about it, and the husband said no. He took out the Toma Devorah, and he showed me the Toma Devorah, and he said, we're going to live like with the Toma Devorah. You have no idea what bracha they got from that. Yeah, unbelievable. How they did it, I don't know. I was there once or twice when it was happening. I was like, I was ready to go upstairs and punch the guy. But whatever, I'm not a nice guy, so whatever. It's a particular person I'm talking about is an Irish tzaddik. I don't know how they did it. What happens if you want to refurbish your apartment? It should ask your local Orthodox rabbi, how you gonna avoid Gehenna when you refurbish your apartment? I know people are meichel. I don't know how it works. I live on a farm, so I don't know how this stuff works. But it's a real issue. It's a real problem. Guys are building all over the place. And they're mamash on your head. And they prevent you from living the way you're supposed to live. How do you put your kids to sleep? You have an afternoon rest. In this country, people sleep in the afternoon. How do you do that? It can mamash affect your life quite badly. Good. So that's what Hashem wanted. Let's just mention this and then we'll go into it. It's a long story. Let's remind ourselves, what's Chelek Revi? Now we're going to deal with the areas. This gets more refined and more spiritual. Up to now we're dealing with plain physical needs, the needs in this world that I'm doing in this world, and the shtadlis and the betochen one has to have there. Now we're going a little bit further. We're now stepping into the world of the chayvus that are incumbent on a person in his heart and his goof. Only to do with him. Or over a layer, kugona tzoy, matfila, mitzvah sukkah, lulav tzitzis, shmir shabbos, umadim, etc. All the mitzvahs, bein adam la'atzmoy, bein adam la'mokim, if you want to call them that. Mitzvahs lulav, fasting, tfila, which intrinsically have nothing to do with anybody else. If I do the mitzvah, I don't do the mitzvah, it doesn't affect you. It does affect us in a ruchnias dikachana way, because we're all connected, and if somebody doesn't do a mitzvah, then it affects my mitzvahs. But just, you know, we're talking about in terms of the world of chiyuv. In the world of chiyuv, we're talking that for chayla. The benefits and the damage from coming from doing them or not doing them affect him levad. It doesn't affect anybody else. It's going to be the correct betochen that a person should have in these areas. We're going to explain. I've never seen the Chovas Halavav saying this. He's about to start Chelek Revi. We're already in Perek Dalad. We've been on the journey in Shara Betochen for a long time, and we've been in Chovas Halavav for even a longer time. And suddenly he says, Ume Elokim Avakesh, from Hashem, I plead to guide me properly in Rachamim that I should be able to tell the emes. So we're obviously about to start something very, very choshuv, because otherwise, I haven't finished the Chovas Halavavos, but certainly after what we've done, he hasn't done that before. I don't see any way where he asked, except in the Hagdama, that Hashem should guide him to tell the truth. I mean, up to now, he didn't need guidance. He felt that it was clear. From now on in, he feels that it's amazing, unbelievable. 6-7 words here. By the way, Hashem himself testified that this Sefer is Kulu Emes. There's not one word in this Sefer. Hashem himself, the Kvod of Atzmoy, testified the Sefer has a skoma from Hashem himself. Because the Beis Yosef used to learn with a Malach. And he wrote a Sefer called Maged Mishorim. And in that Sefer, he says that the Malach told him that he has to learn Chovas Halavavos every day. Now, Hashem wouldn't have told the Beis Yosef to learn a Sefer that he didn't hold of as being every word is Kula Emes. If there was one word of Shek in the Sefer, Hashem wouldn't have told the Beis Yosef to learn the Sefer. It's quite a skoma, no? The son of the Rosh, the brother of the Tur, says that his father, the Rosh, learned Chovas Halavavos. It means the Rishonim learned the Sefer. Some of them knew what to do with it. Anyway. All right, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start tomorrow, Chelek Revi.